Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Strom, the 3-2 again. Strike three called, got him looking on the inside corner, and that is the ball game. Good start to the series. Three homers en route to the win as the Phillies beat the Rays 8-4.
All right, so the Phillies win in the spring training park. Yeah, this was the song, by the way.
Oh, God.
That apparently Alan Thicke was getting down to. I mean, John, that's weird.
Especially because you could just listen to the original song that he stole it from anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
listen to Marvin Gaye, Gotta Give It Up.
You know? Or just something else. I mean, not your son.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And why say it?
Like That's another good
word. Right, Rhea? That's hanky.
It's very hanky. That's a good word for it.
That is hanky.
That word was made for something like that.
Exactly
also
right.
Also hasn't been said in like 50 years probably.
Yeah.
No, Glenn Macnell's a big fan of that word.
Really?
That jives.
It's like how Ben Davis, now totally different genre of talk, but Ben still refers to eating dinner as supper.
I love that.
Or the early dinner.
Yes.
Supper. I like it too. All right, so I've been thinking about this thing, me versus Fritz in baseball. I will officially put out there that I accept the physical challenge.
Ooh,
I accept the terms. So the terms, as stated, of 3 out of 10 would be a push getting on base. 4 out of 10, I win. 2 out of 10, he wins. I think that's fair. I accept it. He gets to bring the 8 defenders. Obviously, we got to figure out who the umpire is. We'll get, you know, some kind of legit ump situation. Can't, you know, pay the ump money.
So
to...
not Herb in the Northeast, because that's what they were pushing for. No. The afternoon show wants Herb.
Well, that's not going to happen. Okay, so... I accept the terms.
Very strong rebuttal of that right there.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but that's not on the table. So I accept the terms. So, you know, I still got to get in better shape because I have to be able to run to first base. If you remember, that's how I pulled the groin in the first place.
Oh, my God.
Running to first base.
Oh, real quick, good point. What do we do? Like, what if you injure yourself during the competition? Like, you lose, right?
I'm not
correct.
I'm not
like,
ready.
That's not a. Oh, I got hurt. I guess this doesn't count.
I'm not
like,
ready to answer that yet. I'm taking. Listen, I'm going to be very precise every step of the way. Like we got to
decide. That's why I brought this
1-on-1
up.
1-on-1 basketball.
You're an exactus.
Is it make it take it or not? We got to figure that out. We got things to figure out.
You're going to be so annoying.
I'm trying to win. Let's go to the phones.
We
but,
know.
But someone let Fritz know. I accept. I'm in. Let's go to Mike calling from the Big Easy. Is that true, Mike? Where the Eagles won a Super Bowl?
Correct.
Good man.
You are exactly correct. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Are people still partying in the streets?
I know I am.
So good stuff.
I don't know
man.
If that's people singularly. But I just wanted to call about the AI stuff.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
You mentioned how scary it is about when bad people know how to use it.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say I work in the law enforcement field in this area, and they're already using it for bad stuff.
No.
So it's very scary how much they can trick people with it. And it's good at capturing the bad parts of the AI capabilities that it could be used for. So
wow.
Be wary of who you talk to because it's probably going to be used against you.
Wow.
This is horrendous. I worry all the time about, you know, like my mom with AI. She's 83. Like, how is she going to be clued into the intricacies, you know, what to look out for? It's just such a mess.
It's not good. And I don't know how you slow it down. It in many ways, Mike, it reminds me of the development of nuclear war heads and, you know, nuclear bombs. Like the concept of once you have them, there's really kind of no going back.
And can't that's put the genie like back it. In the bottle, as they say.
I feel like this is the biggest threat to the whole humanity thing since the bomb was developed, you know, about 75 years ago.
I only have one word to say, movie-wise, War Games. Y'all remember that movie, right?
Yeah,
we sure do. Yeah, that's exactly right. There's another way to put it, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Mike, give me a big answer, man. What from a movie or a show had a great scene with an animal?
So I have two, so I'm hoping the first one wasn't taken.
Okay.
How about when the Never-Ending Story, when Atreyu is watching his horse die in the swamp?
You got it.
Had
not been said. Mike, we'll put you down for that, man. Appreciate the call. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, let's all go on the record ourselves. How do you view this Philly season? Rhea, are you more glass half full or glass half empty?
Half empty.
James?
I've been going back and forth. I'll say full today. I'm more half full today.
If they lost last night, would you have been more empty?
I don't know. Like, again, it's been a week-to-week thing. This week, I'm more full.
Okay, I'm full, and I've been full for most of the season, if not the whole season. Like, even when they were down and I was particularly frustrated, I still was pretty confident they would bounce back. I mean, they just have too much pitching to be lame, in my opinion. Devin, glass half full or empty for you?
Full.
Richie?
Yeah, full. We're in striking distance, and that's all we have to be right now. I expect us to improve. I expect Dombrowski to add. But, yeah, we're okay for right now.
What percentage you're, the happy sort?
Yeah.
Full.
What percentage?
40.
61%. I'm surprised on this one. I would have been with you. Look, I guess the win last night, if we did this poll the day after a loss,
so
it
shocked.
Probably would have been 40-60 the other way.
You did it after Sunday's loss. It would have been different.
Probably. Really after any loss, I think. I mean, it's just people are very quick triggered to be reactionary in a
and you're allowed to.
Of course
be.
You are.
You're
but also, I do think that the playoff.
Let me be clear. I'm not criticizing people that are, but I'm trying to get at a reasonable assessment of what we have. And I do think at times, I think people have been unreasonable.
But I also think that there is the last couple postseasons hanging up. But you can't disassociate that. You can't just look at this team and be like, well, they're playing good baseball, so half full. It's like, yeah, they're playing good baseball, but will they win in October still has to hang over everything.
I know. But I also, and this is where I look at this a little different, I think, than some. I know even if they're great, they still only have probably a 10 to 15% chance to win the World Series. I mean, you lose more often than not in the postseason. That's what happens. Now, I know people don't want to hear that, but that's what happens. Other poll question. Is an NBA team going to sign Ben Simmons? His deal is finally up. By the way, he made like what? 150 or something?
Oh, God.
I mean, think about that.
I don't know. I mean, don't think about that. That's disgusting.
All right, so John, will he get a new contract? How do you think people vote it?
90% say no.
64% say no.
Come on. Why so kind?
He probably will get a contract.
I mean, like, he just played in the
I would have voted
season.
Yes.
He is better than some of the 15th, 14th, 13th players on rosters. I mean, he is better than those guys.
Yeah.
The question is, will a team take on the pain in the ass thing? I got to babysit this guy. I got to be careful what I say around him. You know, like that's, how's he going to fit in the locker room? He's a lame-o.
The combination of speed and size.
Yeah.
He's...
He still does that stuff, John.
In that.
He still defends. He still rebounds. He still passes.
Yeah.
He's just gotten more and more wussy as time's gone on. He has. He's more afraid
more and
to
more
shoot.
More fearful.
Yeah. I mean, just
wow.
It's crazy. Let's talk to Logan in Delaware. What's going on, Logan?
What's up, everybody? How you guys doing?
Doing great, Logan.
Good. Man, Devin, I feel for you. I'm so glad that none of this, you know, foot in my mouth,
embarrassing things I've said are on radio forever to be played over and over.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
She had a career worth of them today.
I'm sadly very used to it, so it doesn't faze me. I'm just happy to entertain.
And Joe, I haven't heard someone called a butthead in forever, man. That was great. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Thank you.
No, but I'm glass half full on the Phillies personally. I feel like for two main reasons, like we're saying, the starting pitching for one is, I feel like the best it's been since 2011. But also, you know, if you are feeling down on where they're at right now, I feel like I expect them to just play better, and we're also not that far out of it. You know, it's not like we're below 500 or anything like that. So I feel like that's something you could view as a positive is, I expect it to get better, and yet we're still at where we're at in the standings. So I agree with
that entirely, Logan. By the way, I'm not sold on the Mets being some incredible baseball team that's going to win 100 games. I mean, they're very good. There's no question about that. But, you know, I'll put it this way. I don't view the Mets the way I viewed the Braves earlier this decade in the division as exceedingly likely to win it. I mean, the Mets are certainly beatable.
So you expect to win it? You expect the
Phillies
a good question. To win it?
I think the Phillies have a better chance to win the division than the Mets. Yeah.
We're two games behind them.
Yeah, I do. I do believe that.
Mets have a 3-0, you know, lead on the tiebreaker. They do, though.
Okay, but
yeah, you're technically three games behind them right now.
Fine. That's fine.
No, I'm just pointing that out.
No, that's fair. Yeah. Look, if you ask me who I think is more likely to win the division, I would say the Phillies. I do. Yeah, just got Taiwan back. He'll settle in. They're going to have all this pitching depth as time goes on with the minor leaguers.
You mean Ranger?
Harper's going to play better.
You said they just got Taiwan back.
By the end of the season, when we've got eight starting pitchers that we're trying to decide which three to move to the bullpen.
Taiwan doesn't count seven.
It'll feel pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And when the offense is clicking,
if Taiwan doesn't count, it's six.
No, Painter and Abel.
Oh, you're counting Abel?
Yes.
I don't think
they're not
going to
bring him.
Why not?
Like they might bring him up, but like you can't.
So you're going to give me. So I understand. In October, you're going to give me some scrub reliever on the roster.
No, I'm just saying you can't count Abel as a lock. Is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying
I don't think Abel would count as an eight starting pitcher. Like Taiwan would start in the playoffs before Abel, most likely.
No.
In the bullpen.
In the bullpen.
You said eight starting pitchers.
Starting pitcher, but John's understanding they're not all going to start in the playoffs. The point is, when you have that many pitchers and you can move them in,
I think McAbel's more likely to not be on the Phillies by the trade deadline than helping in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a lot of options.
A lot of good problems because of all the talent we've got.
I'm with you. Logan, give me an answer for a great scene with an animal.
Okay, I got a list just in case some have been said, because I didn't catch all of them.
Yep.
But my top is the deer in the car and Tommy Boy.
Has not been said. You got it, my man. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And with that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. Without Andy, there would be no Time's Yours. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I definitely think Ben Simmons will get another contract in the NBA. I mean, there's always one team in a league that's dumb enough to take someone like that. So welcome back to Philadelphia, Ben Simmons.
Could you imagine?
Instead of this stupid competition, couldn't you just eat who's the bigger dork? That way you can both be winners.
Hey, what about a dork?
You said the competition should be who's a bigger dork. That way you can both be winners.
Well, wow. Come on.
Got
that
ain't
going to work.
Bring
Ford it. Devin said one wrong thing about dinosaurs, and the stationary showman runs wild with it. How quickly we forget Joe DeCamera struggling to name the primary colors or not knowing how many legs a frog has. Time's yours.
Thank you.
I forgot about the primary colors thing.
Nice work.
I don't think people have forgotten that.
You guys have in-house one of those guys who could replace that NBC voice guy. Battle, the voice of 94WIP. Why doesn't he get any love?
I mean, be his agent, man. Go get him the gig. I'm not looking to hold him back. Battle, he'll be that guy. He'll make more money. That'd be great. With that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Time's yours, line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I've always been jealous of the voice guy on the national level. I mean, honest to God.
The guy that just reads
it's
the scripts.
It's a great gig.
And
great
makes
gig.
The millions.
You read it from your basement. I mean, like, it's a total...
You'd be there in your underwear.
Yeah, it's the best gig.
You'd be naked if you want.
Sure.
Millions of dollars.
Probably are.
And you went right there.
So, yeah. Yes, I did. All right, let's go to Rob. Robert.
Yes.
What do you got, buddy?
Talk about Schwarber's. If he gets an extension, and if he does, you think he'll be able to stay consistent for however long extension's for?
It's probably going to be like a JT situation where you get decline at near the end of it. I would not give him a 4-year deal, unless the Phillies just want to waste money at the end. I would not give him 4 years. I would be willing to give him 3 years, but you know, if he's insistent on that fourth year, I'm not signing him. I'm not.
You could have three guys in their late 30s in the lineup.
Unless, let me be clear, unless John Middleton is willing to just eat that $20 million in year four and just say, we'll cut him instead of play him.
And still spend money and not and be like, money. Oh, we're up against the tax or whatever, yeah.
And that's, only John Middleton can answer that question, Rob. But I know this, he's going to decline. And he's going to be in line for a big payday, man. It's a real conundrum.
He's playing his best baseball.
Playing great.
This is incredible.
Playing great baseball, man.
He needs to be rewarded. I'm happy to reward him.
Well, me too.
I don't know if that means
business,
overspend.
Man. You're running a business here.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to win championships.
2029 Phillies, Matt Barroso.
That's why you pay him.
Because remember this, Bryce is probably going to be lesser
that's
in 2029.
That's what I'm saying.
Trey's going to be lesser.
You're going to have three players in their 30s. Yeah. Three.
You know, Wheeler and Nola are going to be lesser. Like, you got to factor this in. I mean,
they're all going to be making, you know, $30 million a year plus.
Because that was one of the problems. When Jimmy, Chase, Ryan Howard, they all declined around the same time, and you still had all of them.
So
you know,
how long is reasonable for
3 years?
Schwarber?
I think 3 years, too.
3 years. I can't give him four. I mean, assuming the money's not, assuming
Do
the money's
think
consistent.
That
I think
he'll
be
find that
more
reasonable?
Than 20 a year.
Look, I was struck by what Ruben said to us on the show last week when he said, you know, he's got ties to the Midwest. He could want to go there. He could want to go here. He could be like, yeah. I mean, that's tricky, man.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think he's given a hometown discount or anything like that.
Nor should he.
Agreed. I don't think anyone should.
The way that he's
on
playing,
pace for like 50-something homers.
Yeah, he can set his price to some degree. He's
I mean, guys, there's guys out there making $500 million over the course of a contract. He's going to want $75
guys
million.
Make $765 million over the course of a contract.
He is so precious to the nature, the makeup of this team. The locker room, the clubhouse, I should say.
Rob, give me an answer for a great scene with an animal.
Donnie Brasco was Sonny Black gives Lefty the lion and they're feeding the cheeseburgers in the back of the car.
What a great movie that is, man. Rob, appreciate the phone call, man. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Cody.
I'm an old schooler, so it's nice to hear your voice going from the inch, the ear, to this one. You kind of helped this old guy transition.
Well,
so,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Cody, to be clear, it is her voice, but it's not her.
It's AI.
It's AI.
Well, that's okay.
Rhea, we really could be replaced.
I know.
It's kind of scary.
Why we have to say no all across the board.
Union, be strong!
But just as long as they don't AI you, Joe. I don't know. I don't. I think
Thank
it'd
you,
be
sir.
I that
appreciate
software
that.
Doesn't exist.
There's one and only.
Hammer.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I'm kind of a casual fan. The Phillies, that you know, we just heard Jeffrey, you know, Lurie talk about character and, yep. and what a big deal it is. You know, good people. Does the Phillies have that? You know, we watch character win two Super Bowls along with great people.
I think the Phillies have a lot of character. I think Den brought up a more interesting point. Do they have personality that
compels?
That pushes them in a different spots from time to time. That's either makes it fun or challenging.
Yeah. Like Stubbsy personality.
I mean, look at what Brandon Graham did with the AJ. Well, Stubbs for sure, but look at what BG did with the Jalen AJ thing.
Right.
Like, he shined a light on it.
Yeah.
By the way, he addressed that at the event two nights ago. Because this was the number one question I wanted to ask him. Did you drive to your show that night with the intention of doing that? Did you go there saying, I'm going to do that? He said no. He said when he was during the show and you know heard what had been going on, he knew what was going on, and then the nature of the question came his way, and he was bothered. He was annoyed that it had been going on, and in the moment he made the decision to go there. He did not drive there that night seeking it out.
Well,
but he got it done. I mean, that was a real thing that, you know, I mean.
And it ended in a positive way where at the moment, you know, he didn't know that. We all didn't know that. But I think in the long term, it ended up being good for the team.
Big time good. Hey, Cody, we got to turn to right now. Give me a great scene with an animal.
Well, I can't believe you haven't come up with this yet, Joe. I mean, it's a Secretariat and the winning the Belmont by 31.
Well, in a movie or a TV show, we said.
Oh, it's a movie. Secretariat's the movie.
They made a movie called Secretariat.
You know what's so incredible?
It's a great movie.
You know what is so unbelievable about his answer? I watched Secretariat's race in the Belmont last night three different times.
Well, yeah, it was all over Twitter.
It was?
I saw it too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like a big, it was going around being like, this is how great, because of this stuff, it was like, this is how great Secretariat was.
Got it.
So I saw not just that, I saw just the final, like whatever, 20 seconds and how far ahead.
Yes.
It's insane. It 31?
It's beyond. And then with the American flag going.
Yeah, it's insane to actually see
it. It's insane. The reason I did, though, not because of that, John asked about how big Secretariat was, and I was on a...
So you just did it independent.
On my own.
That's random.
Yeah,
wow.
On my own. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer fairly quickly. Great scene with an animal. The Hangover with the tiger and Mike Tyson. Jaws, the opening scene. Jaws, the bigger boat scene. The True Lie scene. I never know how to say it. The Revenant with the
Revenant.
Bear?
Revenant.
Revenant with the bear. The horse with the Godfather.
You never know how
King
to say
Kong.
Revenant?
No. We got to move fast. King Kong. What are we thinking here? I like the tiger and the Hangover.
I like the tiger and the Hangover.
Really? Revenant bear was massive.
Good too. James, what are you thinking?
None of those are my answer. Oh. So
what are you going with?
I would have gone with the Godfather head.
All right. So Rhea, what do you got?
I like Tiger and Hangover.
Tiger and Hangover has won it. 3 votes. There you go. Hey, Gary, congratulations, bud. You have won Metallica tickets. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Obviously, Phil's later on tonight. We'll be talking about that and more tomorrow on 94. Joe and Hugh. Actually, it's Tom Kelly in for Joe today with Hugh up next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.